Good morning and welcome to the Aggie Morning Word Podcast here on KBLULP 92.3 in Logan, Utah. And I'm Catherine St. Clair.
I'm Morgan Pratt.
And I am Brad Robinson.
So today's weather is much better than it has been recently.
What does that mean? It's like colder.
Coming from a Canadian. Yeah.
The last week was a very dark time for me. That's what I have to say.
Summer weather is the dark time for Cat.
So here we have, it's 24 to 45, or 54, sorry.
It's cloudy too, guys.
Yeah, and cloudy.
And so with some good air quality.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Of course, according to this, I don't think we've ever reported bad air quality.
Yeah, not yet, because we started in the summer. And so as we get all wintry, it's going to be like bad for days. And we'll be like, have we ever reported good air quality?
That's
my prediction.
But remember those times when we looked outside and we were like, really, is it good weather
or good air quality?
Because
can't tell.
Sometimes I'm wondering who's controlling that.
In August, we had a bunch of smoke from forest.
Yeah. It was still good. Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure I have lung cancer.
I think they just mean like PM2, because that's one of the things they measure.
Okay.
So forest fire isn't going to cause PM2.
Right. So we're the Aggie Morning Word, so we have to talk about a word, which is the word of the day. What is it today?
Torrid, which means hot and steamy.
So are you saying that, describing me now? Torrid?
Hot because and steamy. I think there's a brand, Torrid. There's like a, it's like a, sh- like a shop, like a.
I don't know.
Like a clothes brand.
Something like that, but. I mean, for a while we were using words that were describing Trump, like Trumpery and the such for the word of the day, but apparently we're off that track because that obviously does not describe him.
Yeah, women's clothing chain known for its trendy plus-sized cocktail dresses, jeans, lingerie, and footwear.
Thank you, Morgan. We are not sponsored by them.
We're not sponsored. You know who we are sponsored by?
Cafe Ibis.
Cafe Ibis. I love Cafe Ibis on Federal Avenue. They always have the best coffee. And you know what? Actually, I really do love. Like, I go in there, and they're like, hey, Morgan. And they remember my name.
Aww.
It's like I am excited to wake up in the morning and go to Cafe Ibis.
Well, they remember me from before. From the before time.
From once upon. So today is a weird holiday.
No, it is not a weird holiday.
It's
today
weird.
We have... No, let's not talk about Mexican culture that way.
I'm just kidding, Brad.
Okay, the not weird holiday today is Day of the Dead, Dia de Muertos.
Yeah.
It's a Mexican holiday, which it's continuing on the three-day holiday, that you know, Halloween, Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, and then there's Dia de Muertos. And they celebrate, of course, their ancestors, and they decorate the graves with flowers, bread called muerto, sugar skulls, and other things.
Yeah, so there's going to be a Day of the Dead event today from 11:30 to 12:30. I'm going to go. I'm excited about it. I love, like, the bright colors, and I love, like, the idea of, like, respecting the dead and loving the dead. And, like,
yeah.
I kind of like that they're, like, it's a little more macabre where they have, like, the scary, like, skeleton makeup and stuff like that.
I love that.
But I love it. I think it's so cool. It's so fun. It's so rad.
Sugar skulls are awesome.
And sugar skulls, guys. Let's talk about sugar skulls.
Let's talk about all the entertainment that revolves around Dia de Muertos. Because there's quite a bit. I was thinking about it. There's that new movie. What is it called? Is it Day of the Dead?
I don't know.
I've
seen
like
it.
That.
They played it at
the Pixar,
Day of
not
the Dead
Pixar,
last
but
year.
Like,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
DreamWorks, something.
Kind of like
something.
Them.
An animation studio.
There's also Grim Fandango, which has a lot of things around the Day of the Dead. So maybe I should try to finish that game.
Now you're speaking my language. You mentioned a video game.
And there's other things too. Let's talk about it. But yeah, Guacamole. Another video game.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little bit about
cool
that.
Day of the Dead stuff.
So our weird holiday, though, is Cookie Monster Day.
And guess what the other one is?
What?
National Eat Healthy Day.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
What?
I feel like there's a bit of a fight going on here.
Yes, and actually there is a story that we're going to talk about in Quirky News that deals with both of these holidays. So,
okay.
I want it to pertain to all three. I want Cookie Monster, Day of the Dead, Eating Healthy.
I'm sorry, I can't pull that one off. Okay. It really won't work.
Dang. Okay, well, let's jump into international news. So, how the battle for Mosul is faring. While the fight on eastern front of Iraq's second largest city is moving briskly, the ground assault on the south has been a slog.
Arrest warrant issued for Choi Soon-sil, the longtime friend of the South Korean president, is facing allegations of influence peddling and other activities, triggering a huge political scandal.
So let's talk a little bit. Let's jump into politics news.
Everybody's favorite.
So
listen to us.
The candidates are all over the place. They're trying to rally the troops to get them to vote for them. And so Clinton presses into the reliably red Arizona as she tries to steal the Republican state. While Trump is focused on Florida, a battleground state he can't win the White House without. That was a weird sentence structure.
Yeah.
I think that, speaking of Dia de los Muertos, I think that Arizona would be way more blue if a lot of the people living there in Arizona were able to vote.
All of, like, the illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind.
Maybe that's why they don't want immigration Republicans.
They also have voter suppression laws. I mean voter ID laws.
Yes. To prevent voter fraud, to prevent Latinos and Blacks, I mean voter fraud from happening.
Yeah. All six cases that Arizona probably saw before the.
And you guys talked about the first instance of voter fraud that was found this year.
What? The woman who voted for Trump twice because she thought her...
She was worried that people would rip up her ballot because she was voting for Trump. And so she voted twice just to make sure that didn't happen.
She thought that Trump was the gift so nice she gave it to us twice. Good job.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
We're on that Christmas creep already, huh? So U.S. Muslims cringe at how presidential candidates portray them. They're either potential terrorists or eyes and ears who can help counterterrorism efforts.
There's much more to Muslims than that. They can bake cookies, for example. Many Muslims bake cookies.
I have been told by the political, from all the news that I watch, that Muslims are the perfect spies. What are you talking about? There's more to them than just being spies or terrorists. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. They're kind of reduced to one or two dynamic. Like, one or two things. Okay, so Fed expected to leave rates unchanged, so the U.S. Central Bank will likely keep a low profile when it ends a policy meeting, just to make sure that it doesn't become part of the campaign debate.
Economists say that Trump is a danger to the economy. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal published a letter signed by 370 economists, including 8 Nobel Prize winners. It says that Trump promotes magical thinking and conspiracy theories. That's a quote, guys. That's a direct quote.
Yeah, here's what they said.
Magical thinking.
Here's one of the quotes. He misinforms the electorate, degrades trust in public institutions with conspiracy theories, and promotes willful delusion over engagement with reality. If elected, he poses a unique danger to the functioning of democratic and economic institutions and to the prosperity of the country.
But the letter did not endorse Hillary Clinton.
And to be fair, there have also been other economists who have written letters saying that Hillary Clinton would be a danger to the economy. So there were 300 economists that wrote a letter. I don't know how many Nobel laureates were in that were included among the signees, but you can always find someone to support you, right?
Well, yeah, we'll have to talk to probably someone from our department here
to get their take on that.
So let's jump into something political, but a little bit more Utah-y. So most Utahns remain opposed to Bears Ears National Monument, according to a Utah policy poll.
Republican and Democratic leaders in the House say only a handful of seats are in play this year.
So the state of the race, despite the tightening polls, Hillary Clinton remains in the lead with less than a week before, with less than a week to Election Day. That being said, Donald Trump absolutely has a valid path to winning the White House next Tuesday. Clinton has a very narrow 3-point lead among the independent voters, according to a new poll. And there's a chance, albeit a tiny one, that Evan McMullen could tip the election on Tuesday.
Go
and this,
Evan.
This, of course, is like the Utah poll.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is terrifying. Okay. Sorry. Just that day is coming. Coming is the wrong word. Looming. So close. So the FBI's decision to inform Congress, they were reviewed new emails related to their investigation of Hillary Clinton, looks even more curious because the agency decided to keep quiet about possible investigations involving both Clinton and Donald Trump's campaign in the past summer, the New York Times reports. And the FBI is getting fresh criticism for releasing documents on Tuesday related to President Bill Clinton's controversial pardon of fugitive Democratic donor Mark Rich, Washington Post reports.
Okay, and Donald Trump is making a pitch to early voters who cast a ballot for Hillary Clinton to change their votes to him. So there are some states in which you can actually change your vote, even if you've voted early. And so Donald Trump is pushing really hard to convince people to change their mind.
Yeah, Brad, change your mind.
Can you do that in Utah?
I have no idea.
It's a legit question. Do you know that?
Can you do what?
Can you change your vote if you've already voted in Utah?
Think so.
Okay. Well,
like, if you've sent it in the mail, like, how are you supposed to find it? I don't know. Never heard of that before.
Yeah. I don't think it's possible in Utah, but correct us if we're wrong.
Tweet
at us at Aggie Radio.
That's
if
true.
You know more about that.
That's true. So a Utah voter is in some legal hot water for refusing to move a Make America Great Again hat at an early voting location. I wonder, were they helping? Were they, like, assisting? And that's why...
Well, you're not supposed to have any endorsements.
You're not?
At a polling place.
Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're not supposed to be there.
Yeah. So, Saratoga Springs resident. He said he was trying to vote while wearing his Donald Trump Make America motto led to a confrontation with poll workers and police.
Yeah, so it's very strict. Like, when you go to a polling location, make sure you know the rules and be careful, because there are a lot of rules that to make sure that the process of voting isn't messed up, basically.
So more Republican senators, who are very unlikely to actually be in the Senate on Wednesday, are vowing to block any and all of Hillary Clinton's Supreme Court nominees if she wins Tuesday.
And Utah Republicans and Democrats hold rallies to try and boost their chances on Election Day all throughout Utah.
And the U.S. Supreme Court asked Utah for a response to an appeal involving a case against the polygamous family featured on the show Sister Wives.
No, I love favorite. Sister Wives so much.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen, because they just want to see if Utah wants to proceed to the case any
against,
further.
Against, because of polygamy?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What? No! If you're all consenting adults, who cares? These guys look like they have, like, a very nice family.
See, I told you guys, first it was gay marriage, then it's going to be polygamy, then it's going to be people wanting to marry their dogs and their cats and their, I don't know what else.
As long as they're not first cousins and they're all consenting adults, you have fun.
To be clear, guys, I was joking. No. I promise, I'm joking. I'm not into
first
that.
First cousins could share no blood, though. Like, there's a...
That's true. Yeah, it's
possible. It's a low chance.
Yeah, very low chance.
But it is a chance. Yeah. I mean, just talking, like, biologically speaking, it's possible.
Okay, so should we move on to national news?
Can we start a movement right here? Hashtag support Sister Wives. Sister Lives Matter. Guys, Sister Lives Matter.
First, you'll have to go to the people who started Black Lives Matter and ask for their permission.
No,
to
I don't.
Use
it's not trademarked.
It's not trademarked, but they would appreciate it if you do.
Why?
You look at their
They'd
website.
They appreciate it.
They actually say, if you're going to use our hashtag, please let us know. Just
why?
Get
Nobody owns a hashtag.
They don't own it. It's true. But they just don't appreciate
but
it.
But it hurts their movement to have bad yeah, use of it.
So, like, they don't like when all lives matter. Sense. Not because they don't think all lives matter, but because it's, like, taking away from their thing.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
This is a free country. I'm going to use whatever hashtag I want.
Well, okay, you can be part of the white oppressed... yeah, white oppressive force.
Yeah,
of
I mean,
America.
Wow. Here's the thing. So
we got here this morning.
So I've never seen Sister Wives. Is Sister Wives? Does it? Is it like an FLDS?
No, they're not FLDS.
No.
They're a different breakoff sect.
Normal.
Yeah, they're pretty normal. Like the guy drives like a hot red car, like a hot convertible. I don't know what it is. And all the Sister Wives, they are happy. They say that they're happy. I mean, they have their struggles. But, like, right. Like they're like, yeah, you know what? We all consented to this. And, like, the first wife was like, hey, I think it's time to get a second wife. And the second wife was like, hey, I think it's time to get a third wife. And, yeah. Like, they have, like, they rotate with Corey or Cody or whatever his name is. And they all, like, they have, like, giant family home evenings. And, like, it's weird, but it's fine. Like, it's
yeah,
fine.
It was funny. I watched this BBC documentary.
Yeah.
It was called...
They don't get married when they're 14.
Meet the Mormons. And they talked about, like, the mainstream LDS church that's housed in Salt Lake City, but they also went to that family and interviewed them. And it was funny because they, like, before they said, oh, this is a polygamist family, I was like, oh, here's a normal, like, family that, like,
yeah.
any other family in
yeah,
Utah.
Yeah, they're just like any other family. Like, it's not that different, I don't think, from having, like, a husband who was off constantly working all the time. You know, like you get like 1 or 2 days a week with your husband and that's it. But they're all fine. They're all adults and that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't persecute them for that.
Right. Yeah. I think that there's the reasoning, of course, God, there's so much historical baggage here. It's one of those things where, you know, one of the reasons why the U.S. opposed polygamy so strongly is because of the Mormons.
Yeah, they didn't like Mormons, and they wanted to make sure they didn't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think is the coolest thing ever? I like, the clan of kids. Like, there are a lot of them. And actually, some of them came here to USU. One girl was a USU student.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about them checking it out.
She came here to USU, and she was actually... wanted to convert to the actual Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints because she was dating like a returned missionary and they wouldn't allow her to be baptized into the church because she was like a part of this semi-famous family who wasn't a part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They were uncomfortable with her polygamy.
Was it kind of like having gay and or
yes,
lesbian
it was exactly
you're supposed to
exactly like
your
that.
Parents to
yeah.
get baptized.
So she came to USU. Her
yeah.
name's Maddie. She was a USU student. She's really cool. She's really nice.
Someone that's not hypocritical.
No,
at all.
Anyway, hashtag morning. But two police officers were ambushed in Des Moines. They were shot to death while they were sitting in their patrol cars. Police are searching for suspects. And according to the New York Times, they were shot Wednesday morning. And authorities are searching for a 46-year-old Iowa man in connection with the ambush-style attacks. In a statement, police officials say they're looking for a man identified as Scott Michael Green, a resident of Urbandale, Iowa, where the other officers were shot. They said that Green was believed to be armed and that he should be considered dangerous. The police did not explain how they had identified the man, and he could be a possible suspect.
Wait, the name of the city is Urbandale? Is that like Metropolis City?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like,
man.
So, in other news, dealing with jobs. So, is Gina to blame for the loss of jobs, guys? Blame 3CPO and WALL-E first. Robots are blamed for U.S. job losses. So,
what?
Research
Seriously?
Shows that automation of U.S. factories is a much bigger factor than foreign trade in the loss of factory jobs.
Okay. We finally mentioned this, and I think it's time that we have this talk. This is something that's real and also unimportant. It's important to the individuals that it affects in the moment, but after that moment has passed, society is better as a whole. Because, like, I had a friend who was a philosophy major here, and he graduated, and he worked at a factory after he graduated. Good major, right? So he got...
a sound endorsement for the philosophy department. Yeah.
So he worked at Schreiber's, and they would get these big blocks of cheese, and a machine would cut the box off of the cheese, and then he would grab it and put it on a pallet, and that was his job. He'd do that for 8 hours a day, just grab the cheese and put it on.
I bet you have really good lats, though.
Yeah,
you'd probably have really good lats.
So what ended up happening is they tested a machine a few times and then replaced him and his entire crew
with a machine. Yes, totally.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, does that suck? And he's like, well, everyone who I work with is mad about it, but I'm not because I don't have to do the worst job ever anymore. Now I am free. We can still have that part of society functioning, that cheese is still getting moved to the pallets like it needs to be, but I don't have to do it.
Yeah, I actually look forward to more automation, but the big challenge with it is making sure that the people who in the past have worked jobs in factories can find a way to work in some other capacity. So I'm all for training programs.
And affordable college.
And affordable college for those who would like to go, but not everyone needs to go to college. Services that make it possible for people to find new jobs in fields maybe that are better for them.
Yeah. It was sad this weekend. I was hanging out with my little brothers, and one of them, he is in the college type. And I was like, hey, so what are your classes? He's a senior in high school. And he's like, oh, I have this college prep class. And I was like, wait a second, what? Because he wants to be a fireman. And he's like, yeah, we are required to take a college prep course. And you know what that tells me? I don't think that little brother is going to go to college, and that's fine because he's good at other things. Yeah. He's good at hands-on things. And so it makes me disappoint. I think a lot of people should go to college. However, if that's not who you are, I think schools should stop pushing kids to go to college as much, because then it makes them feel less of a failure when they decide to drop out their first or second semester. Because college isn't for everyone, and that's fine. College isn't for you. That's cool. You do you, man. I'm impressed by your construction skills.
Because, it's not always worth it to have a college degree. For the most part, it is. But it depends on where you go and what your degree is in. If you go to state university, you'll probably be fine. But, yeah.
So, let's move on to a new story. As interesting as that was. Seeking clues to a two-bus crash. An autopsy may determine if the Baltimore school bus driver was stricken, and recording equipment may help explain the collision that killed six people.
Hmm.
For those of you who don't know, two buses collided, a city bus and a school bus.
Oh.
On Halloween.
Oh. Huh, that's really sad. In other news, Weber State Sexual Assault Training Program is working for those who take it. As an effort to increase awareness on sexual assault, Weber State is asking their students to take an online course on the subject. However, up to this point, participation is low, but those who take it are doing well. In numbers, 555 people completed the first two sessions, compared to a student body of 2,600 students. Or 26,000. That's about on par with us.
Quite a big difference,
And so that's cool that there's an online thing. Maybe we should get our online thing.
Do we have
an online thing?
I don't know. Not as far as I know. But the problem is it's only reaching a very small portion of the student body. Even if it's working for those who do complete it, they're not getting the word out enough, I guess. And plus the fact that it's not required.
Here's what we'll do. We'll replace the SOAR department with this. And that's all they'll do. That's probably more useful.
But I know that SOAR actually has been really involved with having sex. Sexual. Yeah.
They have to now by law.
Assault training.
Yeah, have a sexual assault training.
You have a friend that was involved with making a video about that?
Yeah.
Was that for SOAR?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And it was pretty.
A pretty sad, dark story.
Yeah.
Dark film.
So that's it for this segment of the Aggie Morning Word podcast. We're going to take a short musical break, and when we come back, we'll bring you Ramblin' Joe and just some good quirky news.
Thanks for listening to the Aggie Morning Word podcast.
I'm Catherine St. Clair.
I'm Morgan Pratt.
And I'm Brad Robinson.
And
we love you guys.
Yeah. And here's Campus by Vampire Weekend. Welcome back to the Aggie Morning Word podcast on KBLU 92.3. KBLU LP
92.3. There you go.
Yeah,
Logan, it's 9 Utah. O'clock.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Catherine St. Clair.
I'm Morgan Pratt.
And I am Brad Robinson.
Speaking of your name being Brad Robinson, why
AKA Ramblin' Joe.
Yeah, why am I calling you Joe right now?
I'm Ramblin' Joe Robinson. That rhymes. It's a pretty good song. All right, so today I'm going to talk a little bit about the media we consume. We've talked about it on the air before, and I'm going to go at it again. So when we're on Facebook, Twitter, we hear a lot of opinions, but chances are we're going to be hearing a lot of opinions that align really well with ours.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of media out there, and we tend to choose the media that makes us feel good about ourselves.
That's right.
In other words, if I'm liberal, I go towards more liberal sources. And conservatives will go for more conservative sources. But the thing is, there are high-quality news organizations, and many of them have different biases. But there are also low-quality media institutions. And just because they confirm what you want to hear doesn't mean they're a good source. Here's a little example. I found out about it yesterday. Might be old hat for you guys. Somebody on Twitter, @RandyGDub, tweeted, "I love working at the post office in Columbus, Ohio, and ripping up absentee ballots that vote for Trump."
What?
But think about it. Check out their Twitter page. It's @RandyGDub, who lives in California. And is, where did it go? According to Twitter, is the cool and chill guy of online. And you take a look at the tweets, and what are some recent tweets? Election over, checkmate, libs, because it says Trump carries Minnesota high school vote, 35% Clinton, 33 others, 31 Trump. Trump, 31% Trump. So it's not a really serious account, but conservative media got all over it, specifically the low-quality conservative media. Rush Limbaugh got on it, and the Drudge Report said, postal worker brags about destroying Trump ballots. And it was just a big, long rant about how horrible things are. You can learn a lot of things online if you look for just the thing you want to learn.
If you read their Twitter bio.
Yeah. You can learn true things by reading between the lines, right?
Yeah.
By like, oh, this is a parody account. That's why they said that.
Someone named Birds Rights Activist keeps talking about how we should have a bird for president.
Maybe. So here are just here's a small list of things that I've learned from partisan websites. Voter fraud is common in the U.S. It's not common in the U.S. All liberals want to take away your guns and ruin the Second Amendment for you. Also, Trump has a voter intimidation pact. He's really trying to get people not to vote, and he's breaking the law to do it, according to liberal websites. Sean Hannity is an idiot. Sean Hannity takes down liberals once and for all. Refugees are all rapists. Here's something I've learned. Trump wants to start World War III. Also, Hillary Clinton wants to start World War III.
What you don't know is Brad actually sent out that Trump wants to start World War III.
Shh, don't say that.
That was Brad.
I've heard that Trump is a good businessman. I've also heard he's a terrible businessman. I've heard that he's going to start a civil war. Hillary Clinton's going to start a civil war. Trump has many ties to Russia. He definitely doesn't know anyone that's Russian or have anything to do with Russia. We've discovered Trump's 6 other horcruxes, the first, of course, being his Hollywood star. I've heard Trump's wall is a great idea. Actually, no, I'm just kidding. I've never heard that from conservative or liberal websites. No one talks about that. Here's one. My personal favorite is that corporate comedians are trying to press people. We need to talk about them because they're pressing other viewpoints. That's thanks to Jill Stein, of course. who is still a serious candidate in the eyes of some of my friends. Chuck Norris is still relevant to society, another partisan thing I learned. And Americans don't care about the Christian values this country was obviously founded upon. Read it in the Constitution. And, of course, most important, I have learned that you are all sheeple for not agreeing with every single one of my political opinion. And it's verified fact.
So, since you mentioned the Civil War one, I do have to say there was a political scientist, I do not remember their name, who actually published a book recently about how we are following a similar pattern leading up to the Civil War. Here's the thing, though. There was no one party that started the Civil War. One party seceded and the other one decided they wanted the tax money back.
Yeah.
That sweet, sweet tax revenue. So, yeah, it's one of those things where...
You can find patterns in a lot of things. Humans are great at finding patterns, especially the ones they want to find.
Yes, of course. The pattern here being that there's less and less compromise.
Speaking of trying to follow patterns, can we talk about quirky news?
Quirky!
So, according to the Huffington Post, there's a new secret to living really long and fulfilling life. So, the oldest person in the world, Emma Murano of Verbania, Italy, she will be turning 117 years old this month. And she's very cute, and there's a nice little picture.
Hey, old people aren't cute! Don't you know that's offensive?
Dang it. She looks very kind.
Yeah.
And elderly.
Where is she from?
I said Verbania, Italy.
Oh.
Verbania?
I'm not Italian.
Yeah, where's the Italian? Where are the Italians? We need them right now to tell us how to pronounce that. So she's lived a very long time, and Huffington Post knows the secret. Guess what it is?
Diet Coke. No,
well, I think about what the holiday today is.
Day of the Dead.
No, the other one. I told
cookies! Her. Cookies!
Yeah, she eats cookies daily.
And
she also eats 2 eggs a day.
Oh, hey, that's me!
But she has them raw.
Oh.
Wait a minute. It sounds like she's being a little bit inefficient here. She should just eat cookie dough.
Right? Save all the time. Get the salmonella right away.
Do I have to cook it?
Did she build up an immunity to salmonella?
Well, here's the thing. Once you have it once, you never have it again.
Oh, true.
I've had it.
So I can eat
whatever I want.
Really?
I could bite into a thing of raw chicken right now.
So if someone's like, hey, don't eat the cookie dough, you're going to get you're like, no, I won't. Yeah. I already did that.
But it'll also,
joke's on you.
Eggs are not your real worry. The shell of the egg is the scariest part.
Right.
The actual egg itself is not that scary. And the real scary thing with salmonella is kissing your iguana and and eating raw chicken.
Wait,
raw chicken is
you're
terrifying.
Saying, are you American? Are you saying I can't kiss my iguana?
What if Brad wants to kiss his iguana?
You? Yeah, yeah. What do you know about the First Amendment of the United States of America?
I'm just saying things that are related to dinosaurs carry a certain disease that you probably don't want. I got it from raw chicken.
Things that are related to dinosaurs.
You're just like, I'm really feeling tough right now. I'm going to have some raw chicken.
Like, why was that like the Batman voice?
No, my grandma didn't cook a chicken breast all the way through, and I ate some, and it was bad. I actually lost my job at Walmart. This is a long story.
Poor you.
Because I had to spend a week at home in the bathroom.
Now, that's a job you would hope becomes automated one day at Walmart.
Oh, I was going to say having salmonella. Yeah, I hope we automate that.
Automate salmonella poisoning.
So, speaking of meat, a woman, she thought she won $43 million at a slot machine, but it turns out all she won was a steak dinner. So what happened was she was...
Cheater.
Yeah. So she couldn't believe it because she won the jackpot, and she was, like, freaking out. And the casino personnel and security, they escorted her off of the floor, told her to return the next day for so she could get her jackpot. So she came back. The casino representative told she won nothing because the machine malfunctioned. And so he turns out that the machine doesn't spit out anything other than $6,500,000. Or $6,500.
Yeah.
So she was really sad and disappointed. Aww. They're like, here, we'll give you a steak dinner. And she's like, oh, I want $43 million.
Well, here's a hint. If it's a slot machine, you're not going to get $43 million.
You're not going to get $43 million.
Guys, speaking of rich people who are actually rich, guess who one of the most controversial picks of for the Woman of the Year for Glamour is?
Who?
Do you know?
Please don't say Ivanka.
I don't know.
No. You're Melania. You're thinking of the wrong 50% of the population, guys.
Who? What are you talking about? No, not Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
I said 50% of the population. She is not 50% of the population.
Amy Schumer.
What? No, what?
Come on, Morg. I think you know this.
I don't.
It's, of course, Bono, everybody's favorite woman.
What?
Wait, what?
Lead singer to U2. What? Mel, lead singer to U2, is named as one of the Woman of the Year.
What?
In Glamour magazine.
No. Women don't get enough recognition as it is, and now we're giving away our women awards to men. This is ridiculous.
Did Stephen Colbert get one of those? But it was the year that they voted, and so someone just stuck it in.
But come on, Bono.
To the top.
Guys, give me a break.
Him as my man of the year.
Give me a break. A break of that Kit Kat bar. So what happened the other day was some guy had some leftover candy. He had a Kit Kat in his car. And some guy on a campus broke into that car and stole the Kit Kat, and he left this note. The note says, saw your Kit Kat on a cup holder. I love Kit Kats, so I opened the door and it was unlocked. I didn't take anything other than the Kit Kat, and I'm sorry, and hungry. He wrote that on a napkin.
The Kit Kat nabber.
Caper, the Kit Kat caper.
Kit Kat caper.
Yeah.
Do that five times fast.
Kit Kat caper, Kit Kat caper.
So let's play a little make-believe game. What were you guys for Halloween?
I was a couple things. I was a witch, mostly.
I was me for Halloween. A lazy bum for Halloween.
Yeah, me too.
He was also the dude.
The dude, yes.
So,
and Maya was Ken Bone.
Yeah, that was the best.
She's so cute, guys. Ken Bone, get it? Because she's a dog. Bone.
And she'd chew on a bone.
She chewed on a bone all night. It was perfect.
The next morning. So this is probably my favorite Halloween costume of the year. Someone dressed up as Amazon Prime.
So for those of you who can't see,
as in Optimus Prime.
It's Optimus
Amazon.
Prime made with Amazon boxes. It's amazing. Wow. Props to her.
Yeah. I have to say, I thought that jellyfish costume that we saw that morning was pretty cool. I was wondering if it was the void fish.
Oh. You referenced Adventure Zone. I'm sorry. I have to go. I have plans for my own D&D podcast.
You gotta make some plans.
In other kind of scary news, this guy in Florida, he was arrested on domestic battery charge earlier that morning. He may have been influenced by drugs and alcohol. Officers took Dorsey to a hospital to be evaluated by an emergency room staff. He was discharged and taken to the county jail for booking, but that's when he took out his glass eye. And even though the personnel and the police officer told him not to, and according to the police report, Dorsey disobeyed those orders and he threw it at the nurse. He threw his glass eye at the nurse.
Was he a pirate by chance?
He was probably dressed as a pirate.
Was he like a fun, lovable pirate?
Yeah.
That provides comedic relief along with his buddy who looks kind of funny too?
So it's kind of interesting because when he was booked into jail, you can kind of see like which eye is his glass eye and which eye is his hide eye.
His eye.
Because, like, one of them's pretty red and the other one looks just fine. Yeah. He probably had to, like, the police had to wipe off the eye before they put it back in.
Oh, gross. It's like, I know someone, I've probably told this story, who has a prosthetic ear and he'll take it off when people take pictures for IDs and then put it back on when they're not looking.
Just to mess with them.
Yeah. So, I think I want to end on a birds' rights activist tweet.
Yeah, let's go.
What's the Twitter handle?
So, pro bird rights, @ pro bird rights. So, it's, this was posted on Halloween. Happy Halloworm, hear a spooky story. One upon a time, a bird didn't have, or didn't the sandwich have? Okay, somebody turn the light back on.
What?
Okay, well, I don't think I understood that one.
I think I missed something.
Do you want to hear a tweet that I did understand?
Yes.
Guys, that I thought was pretty funny. I don't have it in front of me, but I got the gist. Bush family gets together. How can they stop Trump? George W., no idea. George H.W., no idea. Jeb, no idea. Billy, definitely no idea.
Billy's not related, is he?
I don't think so.
No, that would just... So.
That would be the weirdest thing. That would be the most uncomfortable Thanksgiving ever. Like, hey, we were all trying to take down Trump, and what were you doing? You were hiding information that could have helped your entire family. We would have all been happy. And now you don't get turkey. You have to eat the tofurkey we made for your sister. You
know? It's already got to be pretty awkward right now. The family, like, wait, you endorsed Hillary? Who? What?
Nah, I think Laura? They're all on the same page.
Yeah.
So. All right. Thanks for listening to the Yogi Morning Word podcast. KBLU LP 92.3 Logan, Utah.
Yeah. So we'll see you again tomorrow at 8:30 to 9:20 for more news, more quirky news.
Also, we're on iTunes.
Yeah.
Check us out.
We are finally.
We are on iTunes.
Yep.
Oh, please rate view. Or yeah, please download, subscribe, rate us.
She's been waiting to say that for like months.
That helps us so much. It really does. It's going to help us get more, more people listening. And so, the most important thing, giving us a rating will really help.
Five stars.
Five stars. Thank you.
And yeah, here is the last half of that Little Barefoot song. Thanks for listening. I'm Catherine St. Clair.
I'm Morgan Pratt.
And I am Brad Robinson. Like the ones I wrote when I was young. Write you a better song.